This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. If you'd like to hear a musical portrait of Estonian composer Tõnu Korvits, check out his newest release. It's called Mirror.
If I could say something about my music, it's maybe difficult. I think it's very much connected to the country where I was grew up, to the nature, and of course to the folk tunes of Estonia.
Tõnu Korvits grew up in the 1960s with a father and uncles who were among the first rock musicians of Estonia. As you might suspect, many other Estonian composers have also inspired Tõnu.
Of course, I've always admired music of Arvo Pärt or Veljo Tormis, two grand old men of Estonian music. And on my new CD, there is a kind of homage also to Veljo Tormis' music. There are two arrangements of his choir songs. The first is The Last Ship, and another is Song of the Plains.
I want to talk a little bit more about The Last Ship. It's such a powerful song. And as I read the lyrics, I mean, to me it sounded like a love song. Is that the case?
Yes, it is a love song, but the poet who wrote it, Johan Smol, he had a very hard life. It is a very powerful text, and it's a last kind of prayer of a man who is regretting, but who also understands that he has to live.
Estonian culture is immersed in a choral tradition of more than 150 years. That tradition is reflected in the music on this recording, which features the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir and the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra, led by Tõnu Kaljuste. Cellist Anja Lechner also plays a unique role throughout this recording, especially on the last piece. It's simply titled Song. It was written for cello and strings.
It's a very unique piece. Actually, it's based in a simple riff of four chords, and the metrical system is always changing. There is no repeating. On all of that lies a simple melody, which is played by cello, of a loneliness.
You were mentioning at the very start that this music is a reflection of your native land, and it sounds like loneliness may very well be one of those primary characteristics. Is that because perhaps of the starkness of the Estonian plains?
You're right. There are not very many people living here in Estonia. It's a small country, and our population is also not very big. So people have get used to this loneliness, and I think this all somehow reflects also in the music.
Tell me about the title of the recording, which is Mirror.
Mirror is a very symbolic title, isn't it? First, you can use mirror and look into mirror and see yourself. That's very important. But if you take a mirror in your hands and then look yourself and then turn it a little bit, then you will see different things. You will see everything which can inspire a composer.
The inspirations of Estonian composer Tõnu Korvits. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.